Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see, run dry while I'm hitting that. Eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever. Man, first of all, I gotta tell y'all, I am tipsy as fuck. I went to McDonald's today, and I brought a fucking, what the fuck did I buy? Oh, I brought a strawberry lemonade, and I put that shit with some Grey Goose. Oh my God, that shit tastes so good. So Goose got me loose right now. Tonight is going to be an awesome ass show. I got Choice, well, former Slip and Slide DJ, Choice to the Vent is going to be on the show tonight. I'm kind of excited about that. Then I got Princess Maid is going to be on the airwaves with me tonight, and we are going to be fucking shit up like we always do. I am going to be talking about some old crazy shit tonight like I always do. Haven't quite picked out a topic yet because, you know, I always freestyle and that shit comes from the top of my head. So, you know, you guys just got to be patient with me. Like I said, I have, you know, I got some little stuff in my system or whatever. So, it's going to be quite an interesting show. I am feeling so fucking good. No, I still haven't had sex yet. I know. People are like, what the fuck are you waiting for? I guess I'm waiting for the right dick to give me what I need versus over what I want. You know what I mean? So if that happens, then, you know, I'm all good for that or whatever. So basically, tonight, like I said, we're going to have former Slip and Slide DJ Choi to the Vent online. We got Princess Nay online coming. We got a lot of people that call in, a lot of people that interact with us and everything like that. So it's just going to be like, I'm going to be like so fucking turned up. You know what I mean? Like, turn me all the way up, all the way up. Might even strip again tonight. Not sure yet. I am not sure. Thinking about it, but I haven't quite decided. Or I might make y'all wait till fucking Friday and have a lingerie radio show where I have on some black, sexy-ass lingerie. Then I might change into something. Or I might give you some Chalk Mommy after dark. You know, I am the illest. Ooh, the illest sex talk show there is out here. So, I am just going to be, like, so fucking crunk. So, do I want to play some music this shot? I'm not sure. Hey, Sheldon, WQMG, how you doing? win. Oh my God, everybody knows that we had homecoming this weekend in Greensboro, North Carolina, and people did not know how to fucking act. People got fucking shot. A few people got killed. God bless their souls and rest with their family and everything like that. But whenever you go to an event, please don't do stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Come, have a good time, show out, trick off, meet some big booty hoe, fuck her, or have her suck your dick, nut in her mouth, or some shit like that. Then go back home, tell your fellas what the fuck may have happened or anything like that. But please, guys, like, if you have problems with people, don't shoot somebody. That's fucking up your whole life. You know what I'm saying? That's life in prison. Like, you shooting somebody and getting caught is like you fucking somebody with AIDS and you got AIDS for the rest of your life. So that's how I do that. Like, don't do that. Have fun. Keep everything in proper perspective. Keep it fucking moving and going about your fucking business. So this weekend, I might do something different. I might actually go out, have a good time, go to a club, and shake my ass, and maybe take somebody up. Or maybe do an eye candy shoot with my favorite photographer, Sheldon, QMG. I don't know. So, I am, like, just so fucking geared up tonight. I'm so fucking crunk. I can't help it. I don't know. Maybe it's, like I said, maybe it's that goose that got me loose or some shit like that. But it's about to go down. So, for everybody that's looking at the show and trying to figure out, like, oh, who is she? You know, let me go ahead and introduce myself. I am Chaka Mommy. And, you know, oh, shit. I always do this. Okay. So, this is me. You know what I mean? So, I am in the flesh. You know, I got all my little guest outfit tonight. Pow, the ass is right. You know what I'm saying? Just a little lonely. I need a few people to, you know. I need a cuddy buddy. I need somebody to come and hold me at nighttime. That's what I need. And then if you have a good dick, then that's an added plus. But right now, me and Chica, we don't get any. You know what I mean? So I have a tattoo on her. And nobody has said hi to Chica in a minute. So what we're going to do is, I guess I could play some music and get everything started. Play something crunk. So, me, something crunk would be Male Matrix Pull Triggers. That shit is so hot. So, let me find that shit. We're going to rock it. Then we'll come back. I'm going to give you some more of the hotness with your girl, Chaka Mommy. And turn it up. Here we go. Male Matrix from the Matrix Reloaded mixtape, Pull Triggers.
Melly Matrix. Hey, Capo, what's happening, homie? Still flying high, you know what I'm saying? Pull triggers on him. Pull triggers on him. Pull triggers on him. Hold your gun finger in the air and click it on him. Pull triggers on him. Pull triggers on him. Pull triggers on him, hold your gun finger in the air, click it on him. The old dog of the wolf pack, murder on the corner, posted up where the bulls at. Goon khaki shirt, true religions in the bulls at. Said what? Nah, I beg your pardon. What? We getting money over here. You see the Aston Martin? V12 whooping blood when the engine starting. And if you keep talking slick, I get the guns to dog. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them, hold your gun finger in the air, click it on them. Prowling by the club and he plotting on Fox. You know he hungry and he scheming, got the rocket on him. Kill the one in the head, he ain't even got the cocking on him. Nah. Busting a move, he ain't worried about the coppers on him. Straight. Black Camaro for the getaway. Give it up for the Holland, do your wig away. A robbery, it could turn into a homicide. I was in the booth, blood. God, that was my alibi. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air if you click it on them.
That was Mel Matrix, Pull Triggers. I love that song. That's off the Matrix Reloaded mixtape. Bird Gang Dipset in the motherfucking house. Man, I need to find like a nice controversial topic to talk about tonight to give motherfuckers a reason to give me some type of input. And I need some help from people in the chat room. Like, what do you think a good topic would be tonight? I'm going to let y'all pick it because I pick it, like, a lot or whatever. And I don't want y'all to think that I'm some grossed out, nasty female or some shit like that. But I just be having, like, all kinds of fucking questions and all kinds of things I be wanting to know or whatever. So, what I can do is, let me see. Like, you know, I had some topics today because somebody asked me a question, and I can't remember what the fuck the question was, but I thought it would have been perfect for the show tonight. I can't remember how the fuck I forgot it. Let me see if I can bring Princess Nay's sexy ass on, and she can help me think of a topic. Princess Nay, oh, wait a minute.
I have a topic. My topic would be about this little Amber Cole chick that everybody's running her name in the ground because she gave somebody head and some idiot videotaped it. That's what I want to talk about.
Who?
Amber Cole. You know what? I'm just going to send you the link to the Facebook page so you can see it.
What the hell is Amber Cole?
Huh?
Who is Amber Cole?
I'm just going to send it to you so you can see. You need to see, because I just saw it.
Okay, did she
But I'm in the tub, just in case you wanted to know.
I mean, you always in the tub, so you should have the freshest and cleanest pussy there is.
I do. Duh.
Oh, you know what? I heard about that, and I have no desire. Like, who in the fuck, and what's crazy is, somebody on BBM has 200 contacts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And out of those 200 contacts, 100 people sent him this video link.
Wow.
And
I'm not sending that video link to anybody.
Oh, my God. 11,000 plus like this page.
Yeah. You know what I want? I would like to tweet out that page and get everybody to mark it as spam so it can get shut down.
Oh.
That's what I'd like to do.
Well, for sure. I just did that. Like, who would actually get off of, who would actually get off looking at a 14-year-old suck a 16-year-old's dick?
I don't know.
And for real, like, she looked bigger than he. I mean, that shit is sad. Like, who does that?
I don't know. That's just mean.
Okay, now I know what, you know, I saw that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And that shit is, like, mad crazy. Like, for real, like, motherfuckers is starting at an early age fucking. I can't remember the first time I put somebody's dick in my mouth. I know I wasn't no
I
more.
Man, I was like 22.
I wasn't 16. I can tell you that much.
She's not even 16. She's 14.
Oh, that's right. He is 16. Like, what the hell? Like, you know what? I have one daughter, and she's 21. That shit got me about to go ask her, like, yo, how old was you when you put your first dick in your mouth? You know what? Now I'm thinking about that. And I have a 16-year-old son, and I need to ask him, like, okay, at what age did you get your dick sucked? I got got my pussy for the first time when I was 16, and I felt like I was too young. I'm like, no, no, I'm not ready. Because at that age, what in the fuck do you know about sex, oral sex, orgasms, or any of that? I'm not understanding. What's your input, honey? Now, where the hell did Princess Nay go? Hello? Let me find out she in the bathtub playing with her damn pussy with the pink elephant. Oh, that shit is fucking crazy. Who in the fuck, like, I don't know. Damn, that got me thinking, like, how old was I when I sucked my first dick? Wow. I would have to say I was 18. Yeah, I was 18. Because I had my first orgasm when I was 18. I didn't know what the fuck that was, but shit. Once I realized what it was, that shit felt good. I mean, I felt it. Oh, damn. Hey, I need somebody in Greensboro to come hook me up. That's what I need right about now. So, if you're in Greensboro, I'm going to need you to call into the station so we can go ahead and have a blast. Can you guys hear me out there? Can you guys hear me? In the chat room on the radio show, can you guys hear me? Because I don't hear anybody. Well, anyway, we have 14 minutes till Troy calls in, and this should be cool. Let me see here. Princess Nay, can you hear me?
Huh?
Oh, okay. Like, what the fuck? Thank you, Jason3333. I just be fucking your name up and calling you whatever I feel like, you know. Thank you for letting me know that you guys are hearing my voice or whatever. But that shit is crazy. It's like nowadays, motherfuckers just do whatever the hell they want to. Motherfuckers starting out fucking and having kids at 11 and 12 and 13. Like, what the fuck do y'all know about any of that shit? Like, I don't know. Like, this world is so fucked up. And I guess I'm not helping because I be fucking and I talk about fucking and I have kids that might sneak and listen to my show. I hope she ain't listen to my show and want to go out and see if her head game was a felony. That's wrong. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Woo! Great God for Batman. Nay, somebody asked me a question, and I wanted it to be on the show, and I can't remember what the fuck it was. Like, that
well,
shit got
you tell me a question.
I know, that shit kind of got me bent. Oh, matter of fact, everybody.
Why don't you just go to your fan bridge and find it?
No, it wasn't on the fan bridge. It was actually on my phone on BBM. But for everybody listening, tonight at 10 o'clock, I got to go on Twitter and pull it up so I can tell you guys. I need everybody to go to the Check the Rhyme Show, and that's thechecktherimeshow.com, and I need y'all to vote for me. I don't know how the fuck I got nominated in this contest, but it's me and two other girls, and they're voting for the best picture. And from my understanding, I'm winning so far, and they're going to announce the winner at 10 o'clock tonight, so I got to make sure that I'm tuning in, because the winner is going to be announced on the Check the Rhyme Show at, like I said, at 10 o'clock, so it should be quite interesting. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put it in the chat, so I need y'all to go vote for me, because I seen my competition. I swear to God, if I don't win, I don't know what the fuck wrong with niggas these days. Because, whoo, wow. I know I should win this one, hands down. Not saying that they're ugly or anything like that, but, I mean, shit, there's only one Chalk Mommy. So, I don't know what the hell I'm going to win, other than the title and, you know, more publicity, free publicity. But, yeah, I just found out about that, like, the other night. And I was like, oh, shit, okay, that's what's up. So I asked him to send me the link so I could send it out and put it in a chat room and retweet it and everything like that. So hi, Bob Forsythe, and everybody in the chat room. Yeah, go to, hold on, that don't look right. Let me do it this way. Okay, now go there and vote for me. And then y'all can see what the hell I'm up against, and then y'all will sit there, and then y'all will laugh and be like, yo, Chalk, you gonna win that shit hands down. That's what I'm talking about. So, I like to say hey to everybody that's tuning in. Troy to the Vent should be calling in 10 minutes. I'm really gonna enjoy fucking with him. Nay, I know you're gonna enjoy this one. Anytime we have people out of Florida coming online, I like it because it gives other people that's in Florida, it gives them the opportunity to see how we shine without biters and copycatters and everything like that. We do this shit. We don't sit there and go on websites and follow people, be internet stalkers to see what motherfuckers is doing to duplicate what they're doing and try to be like them. We are fucking complete originals. We do this shit every fucking day. So, I wish I had a biter style song on here. You know what? Let's see here. What would be a good song, Princess Nay?
I don't know, but I want to know why you said it for you that I was going to be late. I'm not always late.
Girl, please. Honey, boo. Girl, bye. Miss me with that bullshit. You are always late.
In my mind, I'm on time.
Okay. And in my mind, I get fucked every night.
I know, right?
And we know a mind is a terrible thing to waste. You know what I'm saying?
Feels good, feels great.
You know what? Fuck you, too. Here, this is for you and yo always in the tub, wet coochie ass. Here you go.
I'm going to send you a naked picture of me. Hold on.
I'm gonna go. I got in trouble
any of those things would be accurate descriptions of a little trouble.
Okay, now how does the nutty professor get in trouble?
You know what, nigga? Let's just say I had a little bit too much fun one day, and, you know, it went downhill from there.
Did you get some pussy before you went to jail?
No.
Did you get some after you got out of jail?
Hell no. You can tell by his ass that he ain't get none.
Wow. Yeah. You ain't had no chance to give you no sympathy, welcome home pussy?
I don't want no sympathy pussy.
Can you give Chalk some sympathy dick, even if you don't want no sympathy pussy?
Hey, that bad. I know for her, as many dudes as she got sniffing around,
because she went on, the head game went on strike. She not trying, she giving the head game out in rashes now.
Well, I can't be mad at that. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do on that one.
Yeah, I'm needing some. Oh my God, hold up! Did I just read? I had sex with a midget. Best sex I ever had was always in the right place, sitting or standing. Wow.
That's hilarious.
I mean, but
no, I'm good.
You can just sit right there and just walk up to you. But Taylor, just because you got locked up, that does not excuse your absent behavior.
No, I didn't say it was an excuse. I'm just telling you.
Okay, so you know you got to make that up to me, right?
And how would you like me to do that?
I'm going to need a care package.
Okay, what would you like to be in it?
First of all, I need a couple of Chronic Cast T-shirts for me and Princess Nay.
I want mine to be pink.
How about I do the whole other movement? Because, by the way, me and you, we need to sit down and have a little conversation.
We all can have
a conversation. Why can't just because you don't know me don't mean we can't have a conversation?
Let me give a rant real quick. Get the fuck out of my chat because I'm not instant messaging, private chatting with any damn body. There we go.
Okay.
And Chalk's not either, so leave her the hell alone, too. That's why she's posting all this random shit in the chat room because y'all ask her this crazy shit and we don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Yeah, I'm having a conversation about being locked up because one person is from Funky Town, which is Fort Worth, Texas. And I got locked up there, and I swear, yo, they had me in some black and white chain gang shit, like actually black and white stripes, and some fucking cheap-ass sneakers. Like, oh my God, my kids was like, Mom, I said, I am on the fucking chain gang. It was some shit like life. Them uniforms that they had on, I actually had to wear that shit for like 15 days. So, Taylor, I feel your pain. What people don't know, this year alone, I have been locked up. Wait a minute. 2 times. And I had to spend the night in jail once.
You know, the ironic thing is, I'm looking at, are you supposed to be talking to Troy to the vent tonight?
Man, he is, now see, this is how you know. See, he just called me when I was playing Rock the Boat. And he is having storms. It's a little tornado warning there. So he was like, I'm going to call in later or should I push it back? It's no pushing back the chocolate wave. His big ass better stop being scary and call in and then say what he got to say and then get on. Better yet, if he's in the bathroom, ain't no windows in the bathroom, or if he's in the closet, he's safe. Like, that's riding the waves right there when you got a tornado warning and you doing a radio interview. Man, you that nigga right there when you do that shit.
Well, the funny shit is I was actually, I just got through doing what I was going to do, and I was going to try to, I've been trying to catch up with all the phone calls I've been missing for the past basically month. So I was, and I haven't even checked my email in like a month or so. So I was trying to catch up on all of these, catching up with folks, and you was going to be, somebody was going to call tonight, but I wasn't expecting to call you right now. Well, I went to the site, and I saw that you was on the air live. So I just was like, well, I'll call into the show and just holler at you, you know what I'm saying, catch up with you now through the show. And then I saw that you're supposed to be talking to Troy. I just talked to his ass a few hours ago.
See, that's that nigga red shit right there. See, that's how y'all Alabama, Florida, Iowa, whatever the fuck you want to call it, dudes be doing. Y'all be on some other futuristic shit.
He called me some time ago, and he called, you know, and I tried to hit him back. Like I said, I've been trying to hit everybody back and see what's up with folks. And I just talked to him, like, earlier this morning, well, it was in the morning, like afternoon or some shit, but I just thought that was ironic that you would be talking to him on your show tonight after I just talked to him.
You know what? I've been making so many major moves. I feel like Lil Wayne and Lloyd, when they did You, making major moves right here, Long Hair, Don't Care, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm growing up. You know, I didn't make the nomination for Slept On Personality of the Year because somebody didn't handle my campaign like they were supposed to.
That's
because
they was a pussy-ass bitch who's nothing but a fucking copycat. But,
oh,
you know, we
no,
won't say
actually,
anything about that.
Princess Nay, actually, Taylor May was supposed to handle that, and he didn't.
Oh, my bad. Well, I guess Taylor May, I ain't gonna call you a pussy-ass bitch. I was talking about somebody else. You know, we dealt with a lot of pussy-ass bitches.
I'm gonna tell you something though. What happened was
you started
somebody,
out with the wrong sentence. See what happened was.
this is real. What happened was it was another cat who was supposed to be doing my campaign because I knew I wasn't gonna be able to do it with everything was going on with my folks and whatnot. So I basically told him to kind of handle that because he was like, well, he was going to get all this shit done and whatever. And I don't know if he did or didn't. I really hadn't had time to check up behind him because that ain't the kind of dude I am. You say you're going to do it, just do it.
He didn't.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be trying to campaign for all these different nominees and nominations for all this different shit. And I guess he didn't do it. He did it and it just didn't quite work out or whatever. But
if he would have did it and gave me the stuff that I needed, I mean, I think I have enough followers to where I would have got where I needed to go.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, too, though. The SEA people, Janeiro now, they have really cut back on a lot of categories. So it was a lot of categories that weren't there anymore. So I really had a chance to look at what categories were available.
That one was there.
Really? I just found out maybe a month ago, that Chronic Cast was nominated. My boy Big T from Southern Boy Entertainment called me and left me a message. Was like, congratulations on the nomination. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Well, how about this? I must tell you a way you can make all that up. I'ma need me a round trip ticket to wherever the fuck you at, and I need some lip service.
I think he should give that to you too. I second that motion.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? See, every time you need something done, all you need is one cat to co-sign it. There you go. You got somebody to co-sign with you immediately.
Yes. So I need you to give me some good head. I need to wrap my legs around your head and just grab onto it and just make sure you just suck the hell out of my pussy till my legs tremble.
Okay, well,
pussy pulsating with that one. What you talking about?
That's all possible, provided you reciprocate.
Reciprocate, huh?
Oh,
yeah.
Felony head game. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying nothing about the quality. I'm just saying that the action should occur.
Can I give a PSA here real quick? Michael looks like he's about 6 or 7 years old. Is he old enough to be engaging in this conversation? Hell no. So I'm about to kick his ass out.
Who?
He's
Michael at the top.
Answer. How old are you, Michael?
19.
He's old enough. Okay.
And just for the record, talk, I am naked on camera for you right now.
Well, I don't see no big titties.
No, you won't see them, but I did take a picture of it for you, so I'm about to send it to you in a little while.
Wait. How can I get involved in this conversation with all this this transfer of electronic materials?
No.
Like that?
Yeah. Sorry.
Hey, man, I can't say, you know, a cold mouth don't get fed, at least I asked.
Iowa trip.
I'm actually about to leave. I'm going to Arizona next week, and then in 2 weeks I'll be in Texas, and then I got to go to Detroit like a week after that, and then I'm going to Hawaii for a couple of days, and what else? That's it.
Okay, now, I know you ain't paying for none of them, so look, stop playing with me, Chronic Cash.
What?
Stop playing. I need to be getting a ticket, confirmation or something, or I'm about to go hard on you on Twitter. And what I'm going to do is go find a picture of a crazy-looking dick and tell everybody it's yours.
Oh, I think you should do it. Let's do it. I'll find one right now. Let's get it done.
I think that's a then I tell you what, we need to have a personal conversation, you know, not on air.
Why?
Okay, well, you know what? Out of all the times that I called you, and I know you heard my voice messages because I'm like, text me to let me know how that situation is. You know what I'm saying? I'm clueless, like, not knowing, really worried because you just fell the fuck off the earth. You acted, the way that you acted, you act like you fucked a 500-pound chick and somebody got it on tape and blackmailing you.
Nah, man, that situation. That situation just ain't very good. And, you know, I just really didn't.
You know how it is. We're going to have a personal conversation, but at the same time, I told you I understood what you was going through because I went through it in 2007, and I was here for you if you needed to talk, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we have that out the way, I'm going to fuck your ass.
Oh, man, that ain't cool at all.
Now, see, I got a question, and I've been thinking about this all day. Now, if a bitch has sex on her period, does that make her nasty?
No.
I don't
think
so.
Does that make her freaky?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't constitute nasty as that kind of stuff. You know, that.
When my period is on, somebody can beat my back out, and I won't even care.
Well, I mean, I look at it this way. I mean, it ain't gonna be on her. Somebody had to hit it. So does that make him nasty?
Yeah, the show is. Oh, you can't get through. Oh, wow, that's crazy. Hey, TaylorMade, Troy is on the line, and the storm won't let him get through. Maybe because y'all motherfuckers might try to gang up on me. You want me to try to call you from the show and see if it'll work?
Call him. Ooh, you can almost see my titty. Let me sit back down some. What?
What?
My bad.
Okay. I ain't gonna say that.
Okay, but your homeboy getting ready to call in. He said when he calls in, he can hear me, but I can't hear him. Hell, I can't even see his number when he calls in. So, damn, what is his number? Ooh, that's not good.
I want to know what he looks like.
Who, Troy?
Yeah.
Oh, matter of fact, here go Mr. Troy to the vent. I mean, Troy to the vent. I was going to say something else, but TaylorMade, before I bring him in, let me go ahead and give you the public service announcement. Don't reach for it and get you fucked up. You already in the doghouse. So I'm going to let that marinate. Hi, Troy.
What's up? What's up, man? You selling out, you selling out already. I got all my team calling me. Troy, she's selling out.
Hi, Troy. What, how are you?
What's up, baby? What's happening? She think it's a game down here. I'm in Florida, man. They ain't playing. Only state worse than Florida is Alabama with these storms.
I'm in Florida. What part of Florida you in?
South Florida. Okeechobee area.
You need to come to Northwest Florida. You need to come to Northwest Florida. No, I'm in Panama City.
Oh, Panama City. Okay. Okay. That's what it is.
Ain't that Nisco stopping ground?
Yep.
Yeah, Taylor May, what's up, nigga?
What's up, Taylor?
Yeah, chilling, man. Chilling. Chop, what up, man?
Go ahead and tell everybody who you are.
Oh, man, you know, I ain't know, you know, just a friend of Chop Mom. That's all. I ain't nobody, you know. Just a friend of yours. Just a friend of yours, girl.
You know what, Troy? You need to stop playing. You are more than just a friend of mine. You are a nice DJ. You have a nice show going on. You have bigger people on your show than I do. And you have
all that. What does it look like?
Look, Chop, listen. I only goddamn person I should be taking an interview in my state right now is Barbara Walters of Oprah. And I'm taking an interview with you because that's you that deal. You know what I'm saying? So understand me when I'm telling you I'm not bullshitting. It's a tornado in my city right now.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to give you a pass because I was talking shit and said you could go in the closet and talk to me. You would be that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, can't nothing stop me. I'm in the closet talking to my girl, Chop Mommy. So I'm protected. But you
know. How you know I ain't in the closet right now, nigga? you know it in the closet. Shit crazy out here, man.
Okay,
oh, wow.
I need people to understand that when Troy come out the closet, he's not coming out that closet. He's just coming out of the store.
For sure, my nigga.
He's literally coming out of the closet. His ass is hiding under his clothes and all that stuff.
For sure.
Sitting
for
on
sure.
Two boxes.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
Chalk, where is my picture at? If you don't send me this picture of him, I'm not sending you this picture of me.
All you gotta do is look on Twitter, girl. He done had like damn near 1,700 views on his picture.
Well, I can't find it. I've been looking for it.
Okay.
Chalk, what's going on, man?
Troy, go ahead. And I mean, Taylor, he asked you a question.
Well, then.
Taylor, you registered on the website?
Yes, sir, man. I see it up there, man. It looks
okay.
Good.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
I appreciate you looking your boy up, man. I appreciate you getting at me, though, man. Like I said, I've been MIA for real. She just went ham on me for like 10 minutes, dog. Just let my ass have it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's funny. I just... it's funny. I just... Taylor May, all the other DJs, they gotta get right, man. Because like at the end of the day, man, we trying to make money on this side, bro. For real, is what it's about.
Shit, I ain't talking no less. Let's do it.
For sure.
Alpha, you guys just listening. I have Troy to the Vent on the line, and we have Taylor Made. And they're DJs, and they're actually good at what they do. I mean, they can scratch with their elbows, they can scratch with their forces. If they need to, they can put their dick on the turntables, hard as soft, and scratch that motherfucker up. These are talented brothers.
Chop, crazy. Chop, I'm more than a DJ, so I'm an A&R too now. I don't know you leaving that part as the A&R. Let me explain to you. Yeah, let me explain to you. Like, see, DJs is the niggas that, like, niggas taking advantage of these days. And, you know, they going to the club and they spending, they only making a couple hundred, $300. Now, we the new breed of DJs. We the A&R DJs, which meaning we getting paid. You know what I'm saying? We the definition of, you know, A&R stands for artist repertoire or artist relations. We the niggas, meaning we the one that's really breaking artists and doing what we do. So it's a new generation. So if you say DJ, say A&R DJs, and I feel better with that.
Okay, we have sexy ass Troy to the vent. A&R DJ.
DJ, yeah, A&R DJ, yeah. I feel better.
And you do some other stuff too.
Yeah, we got, like I told you, know, I run a company with my brother called Ghost DNT, which is a promotional company. And we have a record label, and at the end of the day, it's actually the driving force behind the A&R DJs, because it is one of the wheels that, you know, helps get the A&R DJs paid. You know, you got a lot of different crews out there. I ran Slip and Slide DJs for like 4 years, and you know, the difference between, you know, a DJ crew is that, you know, when you doing a DJ crew, is mainly for the record label or whatever songs that they got going, but. And our union is about whatever makes us money. So whatever make the DJ union money or make all of us money, that's what we doing. We ain't doing no work for a label, or we ain't pushing out artists that, you know, we don't think that can sometimes make it in market just because we, you know, up under a branch. We push the artists who help us, the artists who pay us, and the artists who respect our situation. And that's what A&R DJs got to do to get money. All right.
I know that.
Yeah, that's what A&R DJs got to do to make money. I mean, because a lot of situations right now with DJs, they getting pissed because you know, you got the admittance of virtual DJs, where nowadays anybody can DJ. I mean, Chalk, I can actually get you a laptop and get you a computer system and line you up 25 songs and you can go in the club and DJ. And Taylor made it tell you that's putting a lot of like big DJs out of work. So I mean,
Besides for that, man, you know, you got people undercutting other people and all that kind of shit, man. Where, you know, you got a professional or a person who is about their craft, and then you got somebody who, you know, just come fly by night, and, you know, the person who is dedicated to it, you know, they may charge a certain amount because that's their talent, their skill, their livelihood, while this fly by night cat come in and say, yeah, I do it for $50. So yeah, you gonna get a $50 product. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's how it's
exactly.
Gonna be. And I just this week talked to a whole bunch of artists, or at least a dude who do promotion and run kind of a label and do managing or whatever. And he had this situation happen with three different DJs he done dealt with, and for some reason, all three of the DJs he done dealt with, who just did them dirty, and no offense to North Carolina. Because I got homies in North Carolina, but they've been from North Carolina and then did some foul, fucked up shit, and he didn't already paid them. And they didn't do what they said or advertise what they was going to do. But, you know, that's the cost of doing business. And, you know, that's an unfortunate side effect of the game, the way it is.
Well, I mean, I'll be the first to tell you, we're some shiesty-ass motherfuckers in North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? I would even go as far to say, even on my main station, 102 Jam, they're like, you know, kind of shiesty as fuck too. You know, it's just like a lot of people, I guess they see like, oh, it's easy. I go on the internet, I can get virtual DJ, and if I spend enough time on it, shit, I'm a motherfucking DJ. And then, like, don't people check references or anything like that in the DJ world?
Well, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, back in the days when I was running Slip and Slide, when you got so many DJs that's from across, like, the country and stuff, you really can't tell unless it's, like, back then when I was working for them, I didn't have the budget to travel and check on the DJs, because you don't remember, like, 4 or 5 years ago, that's when MySpace was in power. So we was actually recruiting DJs off of how they MySpace look. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And well, later on when I got a budget where I'm able to travel photo that up. Where I'm able to travel and see that some, you know, who's who and who's not. Because you got some DJs that'll fool you. You know what I mean? You got people that'll fool you. So, you know, I was able to travel now, and I got to see who's really doing something in their area, who's really doing something in their market. Like, and I couldn't do that back in the days with Slip and Slide. Nowadays, I can do that because I travel.
So what happens when you come across somebody that doesn't do what they, dishonest people, because I know you're the type of person that you will speak your fucking mind. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to bite your tongue because you don't have to.
Right. I think that, that don't happen, you know, where I thought a DJ was in a better situation. I thought a DJ was in a better situation than he was, and then when I went there, I seen that he really was not in that type of situation. You know what I mean? And I just, like, was disappointed, but, like, I guess that, you know, at least he was a DJ. I mean, I don't been where I don't been in situations where, like I just told you about the virtual situation. And what can I do? I mean, at the end of the day, I just got to either take them out the crew or find use to them. Because we have people that's in our crew that's not DJs. I mean, you got to understand the definition of DJ. A DJ can be a radio personality because he's actually on a radio station and he's pushing the artist. A DJ can be, we have promoters in the A&R DJs. We have, like, DJ Samore. She's not a DJ that spins in a club, but she's on a big black college radio in Florida where she actually is the radio personality. So for us to say that she's not a DJ because she don't spin in a club would be unfair to her. She's still a DJ. So I think that what gets me is when a dude hypes itself up, and then when you go to their city, it ain't really like that. That's the only problems I have with DJs.
Okay. So, like, what advice would you have? Because, I mean, you have, like, all these DJ coalitions out here. You have, like, was it East? Man, don't give me the line. I'm about to fuck somebody next. Is it East Coast and shit? I don't know. Damn it. Okay, no, Coast to Coast. Okay, that's it. Four DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Slip and Slide. And then I'm sure you got, like, some other ones or whatever. So, like, you know, is the A&R DJs, is that something like your own coalition? But
A&R DJs is a union. It's not really a coalition. You know, I ran the Slip and Slide DJs. I built the Slip and Slide DJs. The A&R DJs is a union, meaning that we don't, like, when you was running Slip and Slide DJs, you know, we had to push, like, Plies, Trina, Ross, you know, whatever the label gave us. With the A&R DJs, we push who give us money, who back our coalition, who gives us drops, who, you know what I mean? It's a union where we help each other make money. We trade music. We trade situations. You know, we help each other out. Like, if, for example, if we had a DJ, like, let's say Taylor Made, and he wanted to do a show, he'll call up the union, and he say, hey, Troy, you know, I got this club over here. Let's bring Ross. So the union will get together and book Ross, go down there and book Taylor Made to come and DJ or promote the show, and everybody gets paid. That's what we do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, what if somebody other than a DJ wants to hit you up to use your services? As long as everybody makes money, you go for it?
Yeah, I mean, we do that, but we still will book our DJs to come there. Like, let's say you hit me up and say you want to do a show in North Carolina. I'm going to say, Chalk is cool, but I got to bring one of the DJs. I got some way or another, one of the A&R DJs got to get paid.
Oh, I feel you on that. That's cool. Yeah. I didn't know all of that. I guess, you know, you be hiding stuff.
www.anrdjunion.com. www.anrdjunion.com. You can go in there and check out our website. And our website is actually still in works, but you can go and get a feel. You can see the roster, and, you know, we go from there.
You know what's funny, Troy, is months ago, Taylor made was trying to put us together. He told me about
matchmaker.
And he was like, you know what? I have somebody perfect for your show. Like, oh. He was like, Troy to the vent. I'm like, for real? He's like, I'm going to get in touch with him. And, you know, oh, damn, we lost him. Let me find out the tornado came.
Oh,
that is not funny.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. For real, though. Because I think it's raining here.
It's raining here.
You know what?
I'm just going to find me somebody and get me some good tonight to the sound of the rain.
Girl, I'm going to have to listen to WQMG 97 FM and listen to Sheldon Beatty.
This is
well,
short.
I'll call you so you can listen to me.
Quiet storm.
He in the chat room. I know he's like, this bitch. But it is just like so crazy how you meet people and then other people try to hook you up with them and then something happens and you end up meeting them anyway and you already know about them but they don't know about you per se. That is so crazy. Like TaylorMade is like so cool with his connections and everything. He gets sidetracked a lot. But, you know, that's the man for you. You know, men can't focus and concentrate on too much shit at one time.
I ain't going to even argue with that.
Well, you can't argue with that.
I can't. It is what it is.
I mean, I'm just telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, some men can't get their dick sucked and talk on the phone or... Some men can't get their dick sucked and fondle your titties or some shit like that. Some men can't even get their dick sucked and do 69 right.
What?
Because when you're sucking their dick, it starts feeling so good that they start getting into their feelings that they stop licking your pussy. So,
okay.
Taylor, what do you do?
I do whatever I need to do to get the job done, so...
You know what? Somebody said they need to see that on camera.
Somebody said that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody said they need to see that on camera. Would you actually think about making a movie?
No.
When you say no, is it because you don't think you're... your capabilities are good? You don't think your tool is good or
it might not
make the silver screen?
That ain't it. I'm pretty damn conceited. I think I'm fucking fly, but that ain't got nothing to do with it.
Really?
That ain't got nothing to do with it. No, no. It's just that, you know, my professional job won't allow me for such.
Okay, now, your professional job ain't got nothing to do with what you do at home and keep under close covers, you know what I mean?
Right. The problem is, do those things usually stay undercover?
Well, with me, no, they don't, because after I finish fucking with you, I'm going to put it up on the site.
Still, that's real. That's 100.
Right.
But,
it won't show your face. Now, if your staff members know what your dick look like, then that's your problem. You shouldn't be fucking everybody.
Hey, man, what can I say about that?
Oh, Troy is back. Hello? Troy? I bet you he can hear me, but I can't hear him.
Yeah, that may be true.
We can hear you. Now he has bad reception again. Man, those Florida storms be something else. Because when I lived in Fort Lauderdale, I swear, the sky could fall out in the daytime, and like an hour later, it's like ain't shit ever happened. That's crazy. Now, hopefully, he'll speak in and we can hear him some more. But TaylorMade. But
yeah,
I'm just being honest. Like, I just feel
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, honesty is the best policy. Always.
You hear no argument here.
You know what? Why the fuck? My shit is really tripping. Hold on, let me refresh. Because people's numbers are showing up double. Okay, Troy, can you hear me? Princess Nay, can you hear me?
Is everybody gone?
No, they're here, but for some reason, it's like I can't hear them.
I got you, baby.
Who is that?
I just figured out something. I got you. You're going to be straight. And from now on,
okay. He's trying to get in, but the weather is bad. Okay, Science, that is so sweet. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So, he can keep calling in, but I'll reschedule because it's not even his fault. It's not like that white bitch from, what's that damn club? Oh, the Bad Girls Club.
I ain't seen you in a minute, man.
Her people asked for her to come on the show, and she didn't even fucking show up. And,
really?
Yeah, they hit me 2 days later. So I'm like, I just saw the email. What? Can we reschedule? No, you can't reschedule. You can miss me with that bullshit and kiss my chocolate pussy. That's what you can do.
You is going ham.
I can't stand inconsiderate motherfuckers. I don't give a damn who is in Hollywood. I would tell Obama that shit. If he was supposed to come on my show and he didn't, okay, Obama,
yeah.
The only way you can make that up is you're going to have to go down on the camera. We're going to do pay-per-view. And we're going to let Michelle come in, and we're going to have a threesome.
You're going ham.
And Princess Nay is going to work the camera.
Hello?
Me. I did not say that. So, Secret Service, if you're listening, chalk ass going down by her damn self. Me and the pink elephant going to be at the house chillaxing together.
Now, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to have a big-ass Wingers party at the White House, and then I'm going to hire A&R Union DJs to throw the party, and that shit going down in history. Conicast Radio is going to broadcast it. TaylorMade is going to be in his professional mode. That's going to be one of the hottest parties ever.
TaylorMade going to be the naked DJ that we going to hire. You know, the one we were trying to recruit for the last call.
Man, let me find out Taylor done got scared and hung up.
His ass got scared. He's trying to use the weather as an excuse. He just topped out. He can't hang.
Well, you know what? It's not even the weather. It's the fact that he ain't even in Florida. Only he in Alabama. You know what I mean? Okay, hold on. Okay, Troy. Troy.
He ain't gonna say nothing. He's scared.
No, he's still having problems because his assistant hit me up on Twitter and it's like he's trying to get in, but he can hear me, but I can't hear him. Because he had called me earlier on the phone and was telling me that he was having problems getting in. So while we're figuring out what he's gonna do, I swear sometimes during storms, if you have bootleg phones, that shit worked like a charm. Oh, shit. Let's see what 201 has to say. 201-780, you're on Chocolate City Radio. What can we do you for?
Oh, hell no.
Hello?
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 Yes? Matt. Okay, if y'all want to call and say hello and hear two sexy-ass females on the line, that's cool. You ain't got to press one. Just send us a motherfucking voice note and keep it moving. Or if we intimidate you that much where you got to hang up, then, oh, well, great gossip.
I need you to look at your, to check your text messages because I need to see your face when you look at this picture.
Okay, well, as long as that motherfucker don't look like he got rabies, I'm straight.
Bitch. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to call you a bitch. Shit.
There is nothing in my inbox.
Phone?
There is nothing on my phone.
It should be in your phone because I sent it to your phone.
No, you ain't sent nothing to my damn phone. Lies,
well,
lies,
I'm about to send
lies,
it to your email. Shut the hell up.
Lies. You ain't got a lot of me, girl. You ain't got a lot of me. Hey, Bob, I can't wait to come to Atlanta and do another shoot. Okay.
Man, I ain't fucking with Bob, crazy ass.
Troy, can you hear me now? I mean, yeah, he can hear me, but I still can't hear him. Man, I swear, it gotta suck to live in Florida right now.
Yeah, it does.
But he's trying. I can just reschedule him again. So, I mean, he's cool. He won't get no tweets about me talking shit about him like we get ready to do Shelly Hickman. I told you her people sent me that email, right?
What?
I told you her people sent the email asking me if she could come back on because they just got the email. And me, how do you not check your email? That's just not good.
Yeah.
You know what? I gotta play. You know what? This song right here, Prince's Name, is
what?
Dedicated to you.
Okay.
Hold on. I gotta find it. Because it's something you just did. I know. We go through this all the time. Hold on. I'm trying to find it. Let's see. All right. Here we go.
Oh, but I keep looking at the one with less clothes. 'cause I'm straight. If I ain't trying to get the picture late, hey,
send the picture.
Princess Nay, that was for you. Send a picture.
Thank you.
Yes, you sent the picture, all right. Wow. I don't know.
Are you still looking at the picture?
Oh my God, I don't know what to say. Wow. Oh my goodness. Wow.
You don't shut up.
Yo, I swear, if y'all just saw this picture I saw, y'all would be singing that motherfucking song. Religiously, send a picture. Woo! Send a picture. Great Gotham, Batman. I feel like Bernie Mac and Friday. Claude, have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd, and he know what I want.
You so dumb.
Woo! Oh, my goodness. Like, what in the fuck, yo? Princess Night. Okay,
yeah.
Friday night. We have Dada 5000, an MMA fighter, coming on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's only fair that we do, I think we should do the shirt. I mean, I think we should do the show. T-shirt and panties. That's the theme. T-shirt and panties.
Okay.
And then we could,
I don't really wear panties, so I'm going to have to go buy some.
Okay, yeah, please buy some drawers. Not the granny panties.
No. I don't like panties at all. But I'll go get some.
Oh, wow. Why?
I don't like them.
But
I need some quick access. If I decide I just want to get it right then, all I need to do is just either pull my skirt up or pull my pants down. I have to worry about all the other extra shit.
But
pull,
I mean,
down and stick in.
No, because, like, real for real, if you just wanted to get some quick access, all you gotta do is be like, wait, hold on, here.
Do it again. I missed it.
Oh, and then you just like bend them over right there and just like, ooh, hit it.
Slim Turk. Hey, baby.
That's it don't matter if you got on panties or not. If you want to get some, you will get some.
Well, then, I guess I'll put on panties on Friday.
Thank you.
Yes.
But tank top, no bra, see the nipples.
I don't wear bras. I like my girls the way they are.
I bet you wear a bra to work.
I bet I don't.
If not, girl, all them disabled veterans will be sucking them titties like, whoa.
I don't wear a bra to work.
Really? So if I came to Florida, it would be okay for me to pretend like I was a breastfed child?
Yep.
Girl, you might
not. No, Slim, I don't wear bras or panties. I don't like them. I don't want them.
You might try to choke me.
Chuck, when I took that picture, that was a little while ago, and I had just taken off my shirt and skirt. That's it.
You know what?
You hit click to start video, fool.
Huh?
Slim talking about how do he put his drunk ass online. Here, I see you click the star video.
Oh, God, he's back to drinking again.
Heck, yeah. You know, he's a baby alky.
Oh, God. You know what?
What?
Oh, my God. Hold on. I got a song that I want to play for you. Damn it. What the hell is it?
Hell if I know. Hell if I'll never know either.
Who? I can't help it. It's not my, fault. Because I don't know where the hell this goes.
No, I know where it goes.
You know what?
On top of me.
You are so nasty. I need to watch you have sex.
Huh?
I need to watch you have sex.
Why?
Because I want to see if the dude fucking you right.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know if I'm going to let you watch.
Oh, well, you know what? This is just for you. This is my reggae. I'm in a reggae mood, so this is you right here. I'm seeing that picture. Freaky Tona.
Let's do a song called Freaky Tona. Let's do a song called Freaky Tona. Y'all put it in
view. Remix.
Let's go.
What my Freaky Tona said.
I'm a Freaky Tona. I'm a Freaky Tona.
I'm a freaky toner.
I'm a freaky toner.
I'm a freaky toner.
I'm a freaky toner.
be making me show my ass when I don't want to because that's so not professional. But guess what? We're not professional. We are us. We do it what the fuck we want to. If we want to show ass, we show ass. And speaking of, here is Troy to the vent.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Troy.
Yeah, hello.
You missed it. I dropped my pants.
Huh?
I dropped my pants.
Wow.
Because Princess Nay was saying that she don't wear panties because that means when you wear panties, you can't do it when you want to. And I said, that's a lie. All you got to do is
right.
Stood up
and drop. And because I sent her a naked picture of me, too. So.
Wow.
I'll let you see that.
Well,
now,
no, you won't.
No, Troy is, you know, I'm not going to corrupt Troy. Troy has this cute-ass baby face. And
I know. Well, let me corrupt. I'll do it myself. It's okay.
Yeah, and I have this image of Troy of being a very nice, professional person and doing what he's supposed to do. Now, Troy,
I don't know him, so I can imagine him in the way I want to.
What?
So I don't know him, so I can imagine him any kind of way I want to. And nice and innocent is not how I want to imagine. Sorry.
He can be mannish when he wants to. Troy, I have a question for you. Now,
okay.
With you being A&R DJ, and prior to that, being, you said the president of Slip and Slide Records, right?
President of Slip and Slide DJ.
Slip and Slide DJs. How common was it for you to go out and females just come up to you and throw themselves at you?
Well, you know, it ain't, it ain't the same as, like, I guess what artists go to because a lot of, like, my position that I did, I was, like the dude that helped the artists and the dude that set up situations. So, you know, it ain't like I go somewhere and they see Plies and, like, everybody know Plies. I'm like the dude behind the scene. But those people who did recognize me, and, you know, with girls, like, trying to get on or get in videos or something like that, you know, stuff like that happened. But I didn't have to worry about that too much.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I guess.
Well, you know the person behind the scenes is always the person behind the scenes. Like, if you think about Cash Money and, you know, you just visualize Wayne and Baby, but there's a dude that really is behind the scenes by the name of Slim that actually makes that whole boat go around. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, you don't really hear too much about him, but he's, like, the most important part of Young Money, Cash Money.
Wow.
I know you know what I'm talking about, right? Baby brother Slim.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, but I'm sure if people recognize him, yeah, you get that. You know, like, when people have recognized me and, you know, because I have a lot of relationships with different artists. And when girls recognize, they, you know, like, okay, I want to get in this video. It's easy, you know, if I approached it.
That's interesting because now you also do artist management, correct?
Yes.
So, like, when you're on the road with your artist sometimes, like, do you ever just sit back and laugh at some of the shit that goes on or some of the shit that you see?
Yeah, especially when I'm with Bless. I've seen a lot of stuff because before I even, started doing, I was traveling. I used to travel with Trick. I used to travel with, a bunch of artists. I'm down with a lot of artists like Briscoe. And, you know, I see a lot of stuff. You know, artists got a good, artists got a good life, but they got a dangerous life. You know, when it comes to dealing with women.
Oh, true indeed, because women trifling as fuck, and they will set you up.
Yeah.
And you all drunk and stuff like
try
that.
Try to take your jewelry. While you sleep.
I don't want to take your jewelry, but I do want to play with you. So when are you coming up to my part of Florida?
You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's just, I don't know what part is that.
Panama City. Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no DJ out there. I need to come out there and get a DJ.
Yeah, you do. So come on. I can show you around the town. This is my place.
But no, seriously, Troy, she is very well connected in that area, and she can introduce introduce you to, like, some DJs.
All DJs.
At the end of the day, it is actually, you know, you'll be doing both of us a favor because the union is designed for, like, the union is designed for, like, DJs to make money and get money. So, you know, that's what it's about. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, it's not like the definition of our movement is your way and our way. It's about you and about us. Like, if we don't make no money, you don't make no money. And, you know, it's just a whole different thing. You'll know more about it by the first of the year and as everything get going good.
Okay, now I have a question for you. Do you have any DJs in Greensboro?
Yes, we do. I mean, at the end of the day, we was just in Greensboro. I mean, we was to, like, me and my brother. Well, actually, we're recruiting a DJ from Greensboro, and I don't really want to, you know, say his name until we actually recruit him. But we was actually, like, out there to I can't remember the club, but we was actually out there on the 15th. And that's a really...
Hold the fuck up.
But I told you, but listen, I did tell you that we was coming, but I had to leave. Like, my brother actually stayed out there the whole time.
Okay.
You don't remember I told you that?
You were coming, and you did not give me a correct date.
No, because, listen, this is what happened. The reason why I didn't even, like, really, because I wasn't there but a hot sec. My brother actually did the deal. Did the situation with the club and everything. So he actually the one that stayed there the whole weekend. And I knew that when I come there, I have to make sure I got plenty of time for you.
See, you know what? You and Taylor May, y'all fuck together. Both of y'all
like,
we, gonna be some old good shit.
No,
so
but
I
listen, but we, I'm gonna be, I love, let me tell you something. My brother say, like, that was, like, beside, you know, Birmingham and that city there in that area, that's one of his favorite situations. So I know once he say that, we gonna stay up there.
Do you don't remember the name of the club?
I don't know. I can call him and ask him.
Was it downtown or something?
You want me to call him and ask him?
Hold
I can
on.
Ask
yeah.
him as well. Hold
yeah.
on.
Okay. Princess Nay, you're
Red
in.
Red O'Blair.
Okay, thank you.
I cannot believe they were in my city. Homecoming weekend at that.
What?
Yes. Yes. Mm. Homecoming weekend, which was last weekend. And I stayed in the house the whole weekend.
Yeah, you did.
I'm glad
but
I did.
You talked a lot that weekend.
Yeah, but you know, a few people ended up getting killed.
Ace oh, wow.
actually tweeted about the club that he was supposed to have his after party at.
Hey, bro.
Yo,
I call you live on the show. it's private. The number kept coming up private. Listen, what club that was we was just in Greensboro?
Rio.
Rio?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay,
anybody?
That's a good club.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tore it down. Champagne came into the building.
Oh, dang.
Oh, wait a minute. Did he just throw that shit in my face?
Yeah.
They tore it down? Champagne
game? He did. But I wasn't there. Like, I told you that I wasn't there.
Listen, Big Bill, 36 bottles of rosé, 2 bottles of Chirac, 3 bottles of Moscato, a bottle of Henny. Yo, this is just like, oh, my God, how many bottles do they got?
Troy.
Yeah.
You know your brother making it hard for you, right?
I don't know.
So that's why we call it going hard over street package.
You're making it so hard for your brother right now. Troy, what's his name?
GQ.
Okay.
He the one that you this is the one you always see me with on the videos and stuff. He actually the CEO of Ghost.
Okay.
Yeah, and, he the CEO.
When are y'all coming back to Greensboro?
Soon.
There
well, can this brother get you to Panama City?
He can get me anywhere we
man. We can get you anywhere in the world. I get you to the moon. The price is right.
Well, hell, he need to get you here.
No,
okay.
You need to get this ass whooping if you're ready to come his way.
Well, you know, you can do that here and I can videotape it.
Nah, we will do that.
Yeah.
With a little whip and talking a little leather, black leather outfit and
nah,
a whip.
That's a little bit too weird for me. I'm old school.
Yeah, we
scary.
Yeah.
I'll be, you know, sometimes men are scared of certain things. I ain't scared to admit.
Mm.
But I
Back
mean,
in my head.
One of the better clubs here, to be honest with you.
What? It was better than that?
Huh?
It's one better than that one?
I said that's one of the better clubs. If you go downtown to, I want to say Lotus is really nice. I haven't really been to Epic because they used to be like the old club Dabs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Rio is a larger club. It used to be like a Spanish club because you can have, if you do it right, you can actually have like two parties in one because it's like two clubs in one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's like one of the nicer clubs. Every time that they have an event in Rio, it's always packed
mm-hmm.
because they don't, they're not open up all the time.
Mhm. Okay.
So that's quite interesting.
Yeah, we'll be back.
And when y'all come back, is Bless gonna come and perform?
He was actually supposed to be there on the this time, but what happened was the Slip and Slide had a college tour that was set up basically around that same time. So we just, you know, he couldn't make it there, but next time we come, he coming.
Okay, because I know the hoes at UNCG and at A&T would go crazy over his ass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, you know, in North Carolina, we have a lot of colleges. Just in Greensboro alone, we have 5 colleges.
Yeah, Troy. Troy, I've been down there. I said, oh, my God. We have to attack this city.
Yeah, so we need to take a whole bunch. We need to take a whole bunch of product out there and just smother with Bless and Splurge again.
Because you got North Carolina A&T State. It was their homecoming this weekend. Then you have Winston-Salem State, which is like 24 miles. You got
mm-hmm.
Bennett College, which is an all-female private college. You got UNC.
Right.
You got Greensboro College, and you got Guilford College, and then when you go further up, like west or something like that, or north, you got Chapel Hill, UNC Tar Heels, Duke, North Carolina State, North Carolina Central, Shaw University. You got, like, so many options.
Mm.
Yes, and a lot of Florida artists don't come up here and do enough.
Mm-hmm.
Troy, I seen him with my own two eyes.
Whatever.
I said, North Carolina.
You ain't seen shit with your own two eyes, because from all
I
that
said, these motherfuckers party out here.
So what you see?
See, I'm very observant. I've been doing this for a long time. I could walk into a place, spin around, I know what's going on.
Troy?
Then
you know what that car salesman talk. But I mean, that's gonna be cool because I heard some of the song that Splurge Gang had with Bless and I really
mm-hmm.
liked it. But I can't
okay.
find
it no
more.
I gotta get you all that movie music.
That would be like nice because I spoke to them on Twitter a few times,
mm-hmm.
and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know my timeline goes so fast because I didn't hit that 11,000 follower mark. So you know.
Yeah.
Something special for my fans.
Yeah, you been doing your thing. You know what I mean, that's why I'm on here.
Mm.
I might get known when I get off here.
Oh, I can get you known, all right.
Tell him how.
I can get you real known.
I know
you can.
You
got that baby face. And then today is just like, woo! You know what I'm saying? And the idea that you have is like good. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
you aside from the quote with what about Fayetteville? Have you touched any DJs out there yet?
Off of what now?
In Fayetteville.
Fayetteville?
Uh-huh.
Is that Fayetteville, North Carolina?
Yeah.
I mean, we got DJs in Carolina, but not in Fayetteville. And, like, all these spots, like, I want to hear all of them. I mean, I believe that the A&R DJ Union is the next big popping thing, you know. And this is no disrespect to core DJs or none of the other DJ crews. Everybody got their own strengths and do what they are. But I just actually feel like this the one. I mean, I was so limited when I was with Slip and Slide DJs. And like, right now, it's just like the sky's the limit. So, you know, anybody out there, any DJ that's listening to the show, man, hit us up, man, www.anrdjunion.com.
You know what? I'm going to send some DJs your way because the guy that's doing my mixtape, I love him to death, DJ Ike Jeter. He's out of Fayetteville. He actually DJs for J. Cole sometimes. Him and another guy, and he DJs all over the place.
Right.
I got a question for you. Now,
okay.
It's a DJ here that is like with Slip and Slide. You know, they don't fuck with the core DJs. And, you know, because what I've learned is, like, when you don't, like, say for instance.
Uh-oh, be careful what Nancy say.
People can be whoever they want to be when they think you don't know shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like they feel like they're the reason why the core DJs was in North Carolina. They was or whatever. Now they're Slip and Slide DJs. And it's like they feel like it's like so much power. And for you, you started that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
Why do my...
Sweetheart.
Huh?
Can you please tell me the name of the DJ?
You want me to tell you the name?
Yeah, I want to know the name of the DJ.
Wally Coyote.
Oh, that's the dude that replaced me. The president, the new president.
Yeah, he wasn't like a little fucking troll with that big-ass head.
Yeah. So what you want me to say now, John?
I have no shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, is it that much power? Because it's like motherfuckers just like, I don't know. I guess people feel like when they are with certain organizations, like, it's like it brings them extra power and gives them, like, some type of title.
Right now, right, I ain't got nothing bad to say about Dawg personally. Cause I don't really know him, but right now, if you Google Slip and Slide DJs, you're going to see nothing but Troy to the Vent. You know what I mean? And, like, I ran a Slip and Slide DJs for 4 years. And until now that you just said that name and back to a month, I never heard it, though. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, by me, when I was running Slip and Slide DJs, I mean, is it power to be in the presence of Slip and Slide DJs? Of course, I mean, because you got, you know, tons of DJs that's following you, and you got a label behind you. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I mean, if it's not genuine, like when I ran the Slip and Slide DJs, the DJs actually backed me. They actually had my back. We was all like a band of brothers. You know, I don't know his situation if it's truly like that now. But I do know that I recruited personally 75 to 80% of that DJ crew over there. And 60% of that DJ crew followed me. You understand what I'm saying? And then you get
everything. Loyalty is everything. When you're a good person and you do good business, they will follow you to hell and back.
Yeah, you know.
They might not want to stay when they see where the hell you went. And they be like, oh, shit, damn, my nigga. But it's just the fact that loyalty is everything.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when I come to Greensboro because, like, you can't really pull that with me because I don't been there and done that. And I don't did, you know, like, if you, like, this is no joke. Like, right now, you can go look at our roster, which is, our website is still, like, being built. But you can go look at our roster now, and I can promise you every one of those DJs on there was Slip and Slide DJs.
That's crazy.
I put them in the crew. And you Google Slip and Slide DJ. Google it right now. And you're going to see something about me. Google Slip and Slide DJs.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now.
Tell me what you see. That's good. That got me getting it. I should be doing
Hey, bro.
And then we also got another phone call from 8632. Hold on.
They're probably my partners. They knew I'm on the line.
They're probably going to give you some backup. Hold on. I'm still looking everything up, and I'm bringing them in. AL1, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello?
What up?
That sound like Trey. That's my dog.
Yeah. This DJ do it one time.
He calling in all his backup, Chuck. Look at that. He needs reinforcement.
That's what they do.
Yeah, I got to have... I have my people on the phone with me.
What
it's
is
okay.
Money?
We won't bite you unless you want us to.
Okay.
I'm not seeing the little big head troll nowhere.
What do you see?
You?
Read me some of the... Exactly. Read me some of the stuff you see. I mean, you're going to see events. You're going to see, like,
hold on. Okay. I'm on the Slip and Slide DJs for, I guess it's a Ning site.
No, I don't know what that is. That might have been something recently.
This
one
was from January 2000. This was the 24th.
January 2000?
2011.
Oh, no, I don't think
that's Slip and Slide World. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's see what this brings up.
Yeah, I mean...
it's bringing up, I guess, the Twitter...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it might have even gotten it, but I'm just saying, like, most of the stuff that you see on there is going to be about me. Like, if you put in Slip and Slide, DJ Retreat, Slip and Slide, DJ anything, you're going to see most of me.
I mean, it's hard to replace somebody that built something and branded it. You feel me? That's just
yeah,
like,
you're right. I'm,
if I said today, I'm not doing Chocolate City Radio and I sold this shit, and the next bitch got on here, she ain't going to be me because it's not going to have the same dedication, same personality, same, you know what I'm saying, integrity or anything like that.
Exactly. Dang, she ain't going to have me because I ain't. No, I'm going to be nice.
We'll be there. Trust me. We'll be the Greensboro, and then y'all can see what it is. But like I said,
I'm
like,
not
dog,
in Greensboro.
Like, yeah. Well, we'll be to Panama too. I'm gonna get Trav to take me out there. But what I will say about bro is like I ain't got nothing. I don't really know dog like that, you know. But if the DJs are backing him like they were backing me, and which I don't know, you know, I don't heard different stories about, you know, the backing situation. He, you know, at the end of the day, you can't take nothing from Core. Core has been around longer than any DJ crew. And it has been, you know, the crew to go by. And Core was around even when Slip and Slide DJs got put in my hands and we started branding Slip and Slide DJs and started doing our thing. Core was around. So Core is like, you know, every crew in every situation is going to have its flaws. But Core is a legit situation. And if it was another DJ crew that was starting, they should pattern themselves off Core. And at the end of the day, the only reason why the union ain't been patterned off of Core is because we're not a DJ crew, we're a union. So we're actually trying to, as a whole, get everybody paid. You know, I know that sounds fucked up, but sound funny, but a union, that's what a union is. We try to get everybody paid and get everybody into the situations. So if any DJs, if you know any DJs, you know, bring them out with.
And plus,
they will thank you, trust me.
I like Core from what I've heard. it's like they don't deliver what they say. They take your money and do what they do. So, I mean, like, you know, I'm just being honest because I don't give a fuck. I don't got no DJ on my show. I can just call the fucking you to give me some bitches. You feel me? So, a fucking DJ can't ban me for speaking my motherfucking mind.
No, nah, ain't nobody, I mean, you know, but in a way, it's like, from my dealings with them, I've never had to give them the money to do nothing. So, you know, you just speaking what you say. Like, I mean, if that's true, then that's true. But, like, at the end of the day, for me, you know, watching their movement, whether they doing that or not, I just tell people the core has been around for. And one thing about stuff, If it stays around for a long time, a long period of time, there's something about it that's successful. Now, I'm not saying all things about it is great. I'm just saying something about it is successful. Just like how you run your show, let's just say one day, you know, you didn't want this certain person to get on the show, and this certain person might say, oh, time out, she ain't shit, man, she ain't want me to get on the show. Still can't take away that you got a successful show, and it's steady going. You know what I mean? It's steady continuing. So even though they might have their flaws and maybe they don't do some little crazy shit like you say, but, like, they've been around, child. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but a person can be around for so long because they can – if you're a bullshitter, you can bullshit people for as long as you want to bullshit them. And if you got dumb-ass followers, what's the difference? You'll stay around
yeah.
forever. So what's the lesser of the two evils? Core DJs are slip and slide.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just saying, though, it's not like they got excellent reputations and shit. You know what I'm saying? Core DJs, because of the name. And like you said, it's been around, so people feel like, oh, you know what? They've been around so long. They got to be doing something right until they actually get inside the shit and see, like, whoa, you know what? Ain't nobody doing this shit. Like, for real? Like,
That's when the DJs need to come to the A&R DJs, you know? That's when they need to call you and they'll be like, hey, you know, just get in touch with Troy, and they come to our situation. So, I mean, I really can't really say nothing bad about. Like, here's the thing. It's just like, I ain't over there no more, Slip and Slide DJs, but I built the shit and branded it. So it's like, when people ask me stuff, let's not even talk about a DJ crew. Do I have shit to say about Slip and Slide Records? I have a ton of bad shit to say about them. But just as much bad shit that they did to me.
I'm
sorry, did I do that?
About you leaving.
I thought I hit a button and played a record
or something. Yeah. Prince sent me a thing about, you know, on the internet about when you left Slip and Slide and it started playing music. I understand, like, for all the bad shit, you have good shit. But when you sit back on a rainy day or when there's a tornado warning in South Florida, what outweighs what? You know what I'm saying? That's what
I gotta be the bad shit, then. I mean, because, I mean, at the end of the day, the bad shit was obviously season.
All I'm going to say on this subject, well, I'm lying, I'm probably saying something else, is I guarantee you, after the retreat in November in New Orleans, I bet you you're asking a lot of DJs coming over.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I'm here. And you know, like at the end of the day, man, it's all about structure, how you do people, how you treat people, how you treat DJs. Like, child, like ain't nobody doing this shit. You remember how we would do shit back when we was younger? Because I'm an older cat, you know what I mean? I ain't no younger. Remember how we would do shit for like, just because we doing it, you know what I'm saying? But now when you get older and there's bills and you study, been doing this for a long time, you really have to make money off doing it. It ain't like back in the days where you would just do it just to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? You got kids, it's family situations, and bills, light bills coming up. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody, the light bill, when you, the motherfucker, Mystical or Applause ain't there when that light bill come in. You know what I mean?
I feel you. That's just like a bitch back in the day. She done gave up so much pussy, And now she gotta pay for it because she done gave up so much.
Yeah.
That shit is a motherfucker. You gotta pay to look good. So, nigga, you gonna pay. I feel you.
So stupid.
Niggas that know people with money. So I feel like
we have to get money. Any means necessary. Because that's the only people that's going to be able to survive in the recession that's coming. And you can mark my face, shit ain't going to get no better. It's just going to get worse.
Oh, I mean, I believe it. It's already getting worse. You know what I'm saying?
We owe a fucking country. Listen, we owe a country right now. And, like, I ain't trying to turn your show into no political.
Oh, no.
We owe a country. We in the whole $1 billion to China. Like, who the fuck does that? $1 billion we in the hole to these motherfuckers. When we used to run them, we was the reason why they surviving now, and we the reason why, I mean, they the reason why we survive. And that's real shit. Look that up.
I mean, I believe, that's why I tell people, like, when Obama got in the office, like, me personally, if it had been me, right, after I got sworn in, and I went into the Oval Office, I sat my ass down, I would have looked to make sure wasn't nobody looking, and pulled out a blunt of government weed and smoked it, and then looked at all that fuck shit that George Bush left for me.
Yeah.
Government ain't getting no better either, because, you know they, I think in Florida right now it's already happening. I don't know about what. Right now, if your ass is getting, like, food stamps or any type of Medicaid app or whatever, you got to take drug tests.
You got to what?
Take drug tests. Like, if you getting Medicaid help, food stamps, anything that the government giving your ass, as I can promise you, it's in Florida now, right, Trey?
Yeah, it's down here.
It's in Florida right now, but I can pretty much promise you that shit going to be worldwide next year.
Yeah.
And you know half motherfuckers is on food stamps for weed. Believe that.
Do you know
niggas got to smoke that spice shit now. Niggas got to smoke that spice to get them benefits.
Yeah, get them benefits. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, it's a law in Florida right now. Check it out.
Yeah.
Shit going to get worse, man.
That's why they keep putting different names on that spice, because that's what niggas got to smoke to keep them benefits. Yeah.
That's a damn shame, boy.
Damn, I don't get them,
and I don't smoke, so that.
Yeah,
and they put a limitation on exactly how long you can receive public assistance in the state of Florida.
Yeah, they might do that, too.
They've actually done that. Other than that,
I wish I could get food stamps.
Shit, me too.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie. I wish. I don't look down on a motherfucking food stamp. Trust me. I wish I could get them. Because everything in the fucking store is high price now. Like, I mean, beef, chicken, steak. But here's the thing, right? If I have to get up and do something, you know what I mean? I think that only the people who really need it should use it. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel. I think, like, only the people that really use, because it's like the government got motherfucking niggas fucked up, where once you go to prison or you get a felony, you can't get no good job. I don't care if you don't change, if you don't find Allah, if you don't, you know what I'm saying? You can't get no good job, and they don't want to hear. You can barely get a good job if you got a 4-year college degree. So I do think that sometimes that public assistance, all that stuff is needed. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, that's what's going to happen. I can promise you. I'm telling you, shit ain't going to get no better.
It's not, because it's just going to get worse. Everybody just, sex is going to get worse. Motherfucking, the prostitution rate going to get worse. Fucking selling drugs is going to get worse. Like, everything is just going to get worse.
Right.
It's just gonna be sad.
But I know what ain't gonna get worse, cause I'm finna get this money, and me and my team, we finna get money, and my DJ union, we finna try to get money.
No, you ain't gonna try to do nothing. You gonna get money.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna get money. Exactly. Exactly.
And you know what's gonna happen is when y'all come up here, and if I'm promoting that shit, I'm gonna do some old dirty shit like I did last weekend. When y'all I'm an at Wally Coyote. Like, let me show you how to Dougie.
Well, you tell anybody that got a problem that the A&R DJ's back your situation and was up.
Man, ain't no problem. Motherfuckers don't like me because you know what? My mouth is something serious. I don't bite my tongue. I say whatever the fuck I want to. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. I'm going to tell you how God don't like ugly. When you feel like you got a little more than other people and you walk around with a big-ass head, I mean, literally his head is big anyway, but you fuck around there and you got part ownership in a club, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, if it's homecoming weekend and you're having a local event, why in the fuck would y'all be promoting on
thisis50.com? Thisis50.com?
Yeah. So,
well, you know,
because one of my friends owned the club, well, part owner, because, you know, in this situation, everybody owned the club, but it's like four partners or whatever, right? So what I did was, like, I told my friend, you know what? Out of love for you, because you brought my kids to come see me when I was in a halfway house, I'm gonna promote three flyers for you. I promoted the After the Comedy Show, the Slim Duncan, and the Ace Hood situation.
Yeah.
So I only ran it for 2 days. And in them 2 days, they had about 600-700 views. You know, even Slim Duncan and all them are retweeting or whatever, right? So I stopped it because y'all, I just had to show you how I do shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday night, a friend of mine was having an event, and they did an audio commercial for the mainstream radio station. I took that audio and made it a visual commercial. Jermaine Dupree and the Brad are retweeting it. So, you know, y'all got this big head, oh, we doing a video shoot. You know, we the shit. How about Saturday night, there's a shooting at your club?
Right.
People, Ace Hood didn't even get a chance to get out the fucking car. As soon as he pulled up, people were shooting inside the club.
He ain't performed?
Hell no.
Well, y'all set it up. Let's bring Ace Hood back.
Yeah, he didn't. He was like, what the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? You ain't even listening to what I'm saying. Let's bring him back. Let's get paid. I told you, you promote it. Let's bring him back. I'll book him. Find a club.
Okay.
Let's go.
What Rio?
I don't care where you. I mean, if he didn't perform, then that means I can bring him back. Me and him good friends.
Okay, but you know he performed at the homecoming Saturday though.
Yeah. So everybody went out there and seen him.
Yeah, because Rick Ross was supposed to come. Rick Ross and Khaled didn't come. Wale came instead. So it was Meek Mill, Wale, Ace Hood, Miguel, and Marsha Ambrosia for the homecoming show. It's called The Greatest Homecoming on Earth.
Right. Is that was the cause of Ross was sick or something? Okay.
Yeah. Biggie Smalls, you know, he had the...
Come on now. You know that's a dog. Come on now.
I was nice. I asked people to pray for him. I tweeted that.
Come on.
You
can be nice. Even 50 Cent was nice. Now, you be nice.
50 Cent said he don't wish death on him, but he wasn't going to pray for him. I guess that's nice for 50.
Yeah.
But I was nice because I tweeted it twice, and I even talked about it. I told people to keep him in his prayers or whatever. But, so that's why they called it the greatest homecoming on earth, because everybody that was coming, you know what I mean? So
right.
They actually said Wale actually ripped it. He did a good job.
Right.
So I was like, you know. But it was
it's gonna be interesting. You know what I'm gonna find interesting about that market? You ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna find interesting about that market. So now you know when I come over there, supposedly Wale Khalifa, what is his name?
Wale Coyote.
Okay, yeah. He's the guy that took my place on Slipside DJ, you know, when I left. And the thing about it, right, when we come to that area, you know, child, like, we breaking blessing in Greensboro, right? We bringing, like,
15,000 CDs to the colleges in that area, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, he's the president of Slip and Slide DJs, and Bless is a Slip and Slide artist, but I manage Bless.
Oh, you can cancel Christmas.
How do you think that's going to work out? What do you think?
You can cancel Christmas.
Yeah.
Huh?
You can cancel Christmas.
I can cancel Christmas?
Yeah.
Why you say that?
Because you just gave a scenario. You manage Bless. You was the man there. He's living in your shoes. You feel me?
Yeah.
And with his attitude, he is too arrogant and too proud. So it's going to be a conflict of interest because you that man. You feel me?
Well, he's going to have to suck it up because, I mean, if he's a true president of Slip and Slide DJ and you got a Slip and Slide artist that's coming to that area, he must support. Or because the whole mission of the Slip and Slide DJs is to push the label, support Slip and Slide artists. So if he don't do that, I call Ted personally. Say, look, nigga, that you got the feeling my shoes. He is. I got blessed out here right now. You see what I'm saying? So it ain't gonna work like that.
He can't feel your shoes. I'll say it. He can't feel your shoes. Sorry.
Yeah. He can't feel his own shoes. Janae, I'm going to send you a picture of him, and you're going to laugh. Because my brother said, that nigga still got a big head. I'm like, yup. Certain shit you just
y'all, man. Hey, y'all's bad, man. That's real.
Are you,
bad.
I mean, I'm speaking for female to female. Princess Nat, he got a big head, and he got long chin hair. You know what I mean?
Well, go ahead and let me see it now so I can blast his ass while we still on air.
Oh, God.
I need a good laugh.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't. You gotta make sure you support. I mean, Ty, when we come out there, you gotta make sure everything right, man. Cause you know it's for the best of Bless. You know what I mean?
Mike Bless that hasn't called me in like a month.
You know what? To his defense, hold on, listen. To his defense, and I ain't taking up for him because I'm his manager. I'm just
yes,
taking
you
up.
Are.
No, I'm
yes,
not.
You are.
I'm not taking up. Like Bless is like. It's really been in some serious situations as far as, like, what we trying to do for him. And at the end of the day, he also going through some personal things, too. You know, I told you what happened to his phone, right, John?
My thing is, we had this discussion. It only takes 1 minute to send a text.
Well, you know what? I'm going to make sure that he texts your ass tomorrow. And I'm going to say, listen,
fuck.
I was on her show. I was on Tasha, and she said, that's fucked up, nigga. She got you over 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 views on your record, and you can't motherfucking take 1 minute out your day to text my homegirl.
Exactly. You make the motherfucking songs about send a picture, tell that motherfucker to send a text.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to make sure he take care of you.
Oh, man, my head hurts. Oh,
I divorced Mike Bless a long time ago. I sent him my divorce papers via Facebook and Twitter. I said, I don't fool with you no more.
Girl, Mike,
I like
you fool with
but
my dog,
I
like
cut you off. I have officially cut him off.
Mike
be so busy, and he is going through a lot. So I try to alleviate certain things. And matter of fact, Troy, tonight, I'm going to email you his numbers for send a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
going to try. I'm dead serious about that show now. When you ready, like, listen, you don't need no, listen. What I'm telling you straight up live, and I hope you're recording this.
It is.
All you got to do, okay, cool. All you got to do is find a building, find a situation, and we're going to come. We're going to come support you. We're going to come, you know, hire you to promote, however you want to make money. We're going to come down. In your town, in your city. Huh?
You know what's crazy, Troy? Is
yeah.
I have been given a situation, right? Every second Saturday of the month, it's a club called Club Drink, and it's right in the middle of a college university that's very upscale.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, actually, like, you know, you could do something, this, that, and the third. And I'm like, for real? Like, okay, because my thing was, I always wanted to do something here, basically to show these motherfuckers that they're not doing shit.
Exactly.
But, you know, basically you need to get this money, too. So let's put them both together and go to work.
Oh, I got you. You ain't saying nothing but a word.
All right. I'll be
you ain't saying Princess Nay, we're about to do some things.
Now, and you my witness. I told her, because, like, now, I'm going to tell you, we're coming back to Greensboro. I'm telling you, we're coming back.
Okay,
so
I want to hear that.
If I'm telling you I'm trying to do something with you now, and if you don't get back with me and we do something up there, like, I said, listen, find a builder, let's go. You heard me say this, though.
Yeah,
I didn't hear anything.
Your homie is a witness.
Look at your homegirl.
I didn't hear anything.
All right.
It's the princess in me that's coming out, so I didn't hear anything at all. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. And we have witnesses. So I have your homeboy DJ, what's his name?
Trevita.
Your name
he
is
He got
Fred.
Scared and hung up.
He probably hung up.
Now, he's still there.
He still there?
Uh-huh.
He got a little mute or something? Oh, he probably clicked over.
I mean, I do have that effect on me, and I do intimidate the fuck out of them, but you know, hey, it's such as life.
Right.
Yes. So, matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the show because I got to go see if I won this contest of the best looking AV picture on Twitter. Boy,
yeah, you did that.
Huh?
Listen, Chai, too, though. Listen, I need you to do me a favor, right? And I know you run a business. I don't like to ask you to do nothing for free, but I'm doing Troy to the vendor favor is like really like you got like two favors coming from me. You know what I mean? I can return.
Two for the price of one.
Huh?
Two for the price of one.
Yeah. So what I need you to do, like the first, where it's actually. Two favors, but it's one favor and two favors. First favor is I need you to let all the real DJs know if they want to get paid, they want to get money, and they want to really, actually, really better themselves, go come to the union. You know, come to the A&R DJs. You
okay,
know,
so we
and,
need to put a campaign together for that.
Yeah, and you know our website is www.anrdj.com. Union.com, and I know I need you to tweet that for me and let them know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay, down there.
And a young lady in Panama said, I'm going to come see you soon. We friends on Facebook?
I don't know. Find me. I'll Chop can text you my information. And then you can just text me on there. Are you following me on Twitter?
I ain't that she'll tell you about that. I ain't good on Twitter.
Girl,
oh, Lord,
don't ask me shit about Twitter.
Yeah, don't ask me nothing about Twitter. I mean, I just started really doing something on Twitter. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that good on Twitter.
Okay.
I actually had to go to New York, right, and sit up and let a motherfucker from Sony give me a because I was trying to get a distribution deal from Sony. And they actually gave me a red flag when it came up to Twitter. I had my books together. I think by me not having a Twitter account and one other thing stopped me from getting that deal.
Wow.
And that's real shit.
Well,
that's
you need people
shit.
To run your Twitter account for you if you can't
do
it.
The guy from Sony told me that I was too big in the industry not to capitalize on Twitter. And he actually asked me why, and I said, man, I don't like telling people my business. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know that Twitter, because that's what I thought Twitter was for, you know, when it came.
Uh-huh.
But I got started late on every fucking thing anyway. Like, when MySpace was out, I didn't get a MySpace page until a year later. When Facebook came, I got 6 months later. Now, Twitter, same shit. So, hey,
Troy, let me go ahead and break it down for you, point blank.
Mm-hmm.
A&R DJs Union is your brand. So, with your Twitter, everything should be coming out of there should be about your artist management, your artist, and your DJ stuff.
Yeah.
That's not telling people your business. That's getting business.
Well, I got an assistant. He should be on the line. I don't know how many people you got. If you got a 772 on the line, put his ass on blast, girl.
And the switchboard is closed, but he's been listening. He sent me a tweet, and he told me that hold on. Let me go find it. He said that time for at Shock Mommy to be an A&R DJ.
That's right. Because I just told you what A&R DJs are. They club promoters, they blog siders. It's more than just, it's not just, that's why I was trying to tell you earlier, it's not just a DJ that spins in a club. You don't have to be a club DJ to be an A&R DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to push the mixtape every month to be with Coast to Coast and all that other bullshit.
I swear I think you'd be saying something, QC, if I'm going to say something about somebody, but
no,
what I will tell you,
I'd
be wanting to, now I ain't going to lie.
I'll be wanting to.
Every interview that I don't do interviews on other radio stations, you know, in Birmingham, in Atlanta, and they always say, at least you didn't ask me to, what everybody always, why did you leave Slip and Slide? I heard it's bad. So at least you didn't do that.
I was going to ask that one.
You know what I mean? But I'm just prepared. I think that, like, when you're in my position, you got to answer everything political, because even if you don't want to be nice about the situation, you got to answer everything political. But right, off the record, you ask me about that shit, I will tell you how it is.
Okay, well, you need to call me after the show over with, because I want to know how it is. I want to know.
That's why I love being me, because I don't got to be political about shit. I can be rude if I want to. I can say whatever I want to, and motherfuckers don't say shit. I mean, think about it. When I gave out
my... Well, your position that you do is but see, I'm a CEO of another union, like, and it's like when I speak, I don't speak. See, when you speak as an individual. When I speak as many, and I can't put my people that follow me and that's in my union in a situation because it's something personal with me. So I gotta like kind of avoid it. Like when you say something, you represent yourself. You like, hey, this is me. This is my motherfucking show. You know what I'm saying? When I say something, I represent a whole entire union. So, like, and they ain't going to, like, I remember I said something one time, and it was about a certain magazine that I felt like that was catering, taking independent artists' money. And they didn't say Choice of the Village. The president of Slip and Slide DJ said it. Slip and Slide DJs feels like such and such is taking money. You know what I mean? So sometimes, like, I watch what I say and I learn from doing that shit and going through that shit. So, but if you ask me off the record, I'll tell you everything you want to know.
Well, I'm about to find your ass on Facebook because I need you to call me. I want to know.
T-R-O-Y space V-E-N-T. And my other, you see my other one, right? I got the Streets A&R.
I think I added one as well.
Yeah, Streets A&R, I got Troy Vent, T-R-O-Y space Vent, and then I got the Streets A&R on Facebook.
Okay, I'm sending you I just sent you an invite on the first one.
Okay.
So accept me, please.
Yeah, because I need to get the hell off my show. I got to see if I won. But before y'all go, don't forget Friday, we got Dada 5000. I don't know how the fuck he going to do, but it's going to be quite.
You got who?
Dada 5000.
Okay.
You know the little fighter with the black fingernail polish with the weird haircut that be fighting in the backyard?
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Another Kimbo.
Yes. And while he's on my show, me and Princess Nay, we're going to be live webcam in our t-shirt and panties. So it's t-shirt and panties Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I'm going to watch that. So
I bet you
I appreciate you having me, man.
I appreciate you, too. I appreciate you even better when you have some A&R draws. I need some boy shorts with A&R.
Yeah, I want some pink ones.
I got you. I'm coming back to Greensboro. You know, you take that into consideration. It'll be a good situation for you.
We're going to talk about what time you're going to bed tonight, because, you know, I don't want to upset nobody when I call. How was the storm?
Oh, it's over now. It's like, you know, I stayed on the phone a little longer, but it's over now. But I'm actually finna go in the studio, so if you hit me and just give me a few minutes to call you back.
Oh, while you in the studio, I need my drop, boo-boo.
I got you. What you want me to say? I'm a rider.
Yeah, you
riding
the chocolate wave.
From the front or behind?
You know what?
I'm just asking.
You know what?
That's a question.
Let's see. You riding it from the front, so when Princess Nate knock you off, you keep up with
me. Okay. All right. What it is, man. I appreciate y'all, man.
You're welcome. I'm going to put some tweets out. And then also, I'm going to write a blog. Because I have a few blogs I need to write because I'm behind. And everything about what you got going on and the website, the link to your Twitter. And if you have a commercial video for A&R DJs, if you just like, give me the link to it, I'll put that on there. If you got something for Facebook, YouTube, I can put it on my site so when people look at it, it'll go towards your accounts on YouTube.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'll send that all to you. I'll text you the website right now anyway, so you can go and log on and become a member of it.
Okay.
All right then. Thank y'all.
Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody that listened to Chocolate City Radio tonight. Friday night is gonna be fucking T-shirt panties Friday. Me and Princess Nay will be hosting the show in our underwear and T-shirts. So make sure you tune in, and we'll have Dada 5000. I'd like to thank everybody in the chat room on SitCam for rocking it out with me. I'll be back Friday at 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and we're going to have a good time. So, Jason, we'll talk tomorrow because it's late and I got to go to another show to see if I won this contest. But if you're up, hit me up on Skype. So everybody, you guys have a good night. Thank you.